everybody, and welcome to our special April Fool's Day episode. Enjoy this special full of silly songs and silliness. And if any of this offends you, well, sorry. We like fun. We liked our jokes to be a little dangerous back then. So listen and enjoy. And happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. It's hard to be humble, you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror, can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day,
To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I am a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror, cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. One more time. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. Give yourself a hand.
I cannot swim. Anybody else can't swim? See, there ain't many of us left. Most of us have drowned. I'm not bullshitting, man. I was fucking with my kids, and I usually be in the shallow part, you know, just fucking around. And one time I fuck around and forgot and jumped in the deep end. And water has a way of bringing your memory back to you real quick. And all I could think of when I was talking about edge, get me to the edge.
Lord, the edge.
I was swimming in one spot. I'm making all lot of water and shit fall out of the pool, but I wasn't moving nowhere, Jack. My kids was talking about, kick your legs, Daddy, kick your legs.
I said, edge.
And my kids was laughing at my ass. I was drowning. They thought that was funny. They laughed when I had a heart attack. They laughed. I was in the front yard. They went, ha, ha. Said, Daddy's so funny. Look, he turning blue. I had to threaten to cut their allowance off to get them to call me an ambulance.
My son said, oh, shit, Dad, serious. Don't more fuck with the money.
Anybody here ever had a heart attack? No, motherfucker never admit they had a heart attack, right, Bill?
No, sir, I never did. I had indigestion one time.
That motherfucker's hype. I don't care what nobody tell your ass, boy. I was walking in the yard and some say,
don't breathe no more. I said, huh? I said, don't breathe no motherfucking more. You heard me. Okay, I won't breathe, I won't breathe, I won't breathe.
And I tried to ease a little air inside of my mouth. And I said, say it, motherfucker, didn't I tell you not to breathe?
You told me not to breathe, you told me not to breathe.
Well, where you going? Why are you walking? Stand still, motherfucker.
Okay, I'll stand still.
Get your ass down.
Okay, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me.
Shut the fuck up. You think about dying, now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you think about that when you was eating that pork, motherfucker? I don't know. I
drinking that whiskey and snorting that cocaine, nigga. I didn't think about it. Shut the fuck up. I said, shut up. You ain't shut up yet. That's when you put an emergency call in to God. Please, this is emergency. Can I talk to God?
I'll have to put you on hold.
And your heart gets mad if it finds out you was going behind his back trying to talk to God.
Hey, Arthur, was you trying to talk to God?
No, I wasn't. You was a lying motherfucker. I woke up in the ambulance and I was looking, wasn't nothing but white people staring down at me.
I said, oh God, I done fucked around, wind up in the wrong motherfucking heaven. I said, now I got to listen to Lawrence Welk the rest of my days.
But they worked on my ass, man. They saved me, man. You know, they say, though, you can save people like you see them with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't know. Because if I'm walking down the street and I see a motherfucker laid out like and slobbering shit hanging out their mouth,
they ain't gonna make it.
You know what I mean?
I said, hey, bro, I don't think you're gonna make it. Unless you can get somebody to wipe that shit off your mouth.
Because you could be giving somebody mouth to mouth and death ease into your lungs. And death don't give a fuck where it go. And you get two for one, that's a good day. Because you can't fuck around with death, boy. Death will take you away and forget it. Unless you John Wayne or somebody can kick death's ass. Right, John Wayne kicked death's ass twice. Right, the motherfucker had cancer, kicked death's ass, open heart surgery. John Wayne just said, get the fuck out of here, death. To the hospital, I hope you never do, carry a small bottle of piss with you, because you cannot pee when they ask you to in the hospital. You ever tried to fill that up?
Can you turn some water on or something?
You ever try to piss in them bottles? There's something too clean about pissing in them bottles, your dick don't want to do it. I mean, your dick will look at it and say, why I got to piss in this? Well, I ain't gonna do it. You take me over to the toilet where I used to piss. I don't want to piss in this thing. Say, man, piss, please. I'll never be able to leave here if you don't piss. Well, I don't care. That's glass. I can catch something. You don't know who pissed in this. Right, and finally, if you do start, you can't stop, right? Me, nurse, I need another bottle, quick! Help! They be so nonchalant with your piss in the hospital, don't they? You be the one.
That's your piss, thank you.
I couldn't grab nobody's piss like that. I'd have to have some prongs and shit.
All right, I'm going to get the piss now. Clear the hallway. Okay, I got the piss. I'm coming through. That man there doesn't have the authority to be here. Back off, goddammit.
And then they put you in intensive care. they put you in the room and hook your shit up with wires and shit. You'd be looking like Frankenstein, and tubes and shit be all in your nose. You get to watch your life beep away. And you'd be a machine. If you hear it, cancel Christmas. One morning I woke up, I heard, I said, ah! And I was in the hospital, man, and an old man died while I was in there. Old man, about 97. Well, fuck it, you might want it to be 98. But he died, and he was in room 24. I was in 25. He died. Man, I could die dead. And I said to myself, I said, God, no mathematics. After 24, come 25. And I heard the nurses and shit talking shit like, didn't you check on him? Well, he was all right 2 days ago. Oh. Well, if you don't say nothing, I won't say nothing. And I said, a motherfucker can die here for real, and nobody give a fuck. I start tearing tubes and shit out of my arm. I was trying to get out of the hospital, and that Demerol be fucking with you, right? Nurse say, you can't leave. You lying motherfucker. I'm going outside and die in the gutter where somebody can find my ass.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep.
Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out and kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell, but it'd curl your hair, but before he could move I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, cause he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president? Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm gonna reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
The highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mist of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. Puts on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm gonna pass a truck on the heel ahead. Transfusion, transfusion. My red corpuscles are a mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jensen. I took a little drink and I'm feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow-poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, transfusion. I'm a real gone pill-faced and that's no illusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Now, rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, you better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'll never, never, never gonna speed again. Pop the fluid in me, Louie. I'm a burning up the freeway early this morning and a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn. Man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'll never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Alan. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes. Lying, crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, I'll make that typo. Huh?
Bad boy.
To do something decent with his life.
Excuse me, Ken. I have the capacity to change.
Yeah, you do?
You have the capacity to get fucking worse.
Oh, yeah, now I'm getting down to it. Harry, let's face it. I'm not being funny. I mean, no disrespect. But you're a cunt. You're a cunt, Nell. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe you have some more cunt kids.
Leave my kids fucking out of it. What have they done? You fucking retract that bit about my cunt fucking kids.
I retract that bit about your cunt fucking kids.
You insulted my fucking kids? That's going overboard, mate.
I retracted it, didn't I? Still leaves you being a cunt.
You have fucking got that.
We'll be right back. can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip.
Do to be stupid. Come on and do to be stupid.
It's so easy to do.
Do to be stupid.
We're all waiting for you. Let's go. It's time to make a mountain out of a molehill. So can I have a volunteer? There's no more time for crying over spilled milk. Now it's time for crying in your beer. Settle down, raise a family, join the PTA. Buy some sensible shoes and a Chevrolet. Then party till you're broke and they drag you away. It's okay, you can dare to be stupid. It's like spitting on a fish. It's like barking up a tree.
It's like I said, you gotta buy one if you wanna get one free.
Dare to be stupid.
Yes.
Why don't you dare to be stupid?
Hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing. Playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mada Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun, They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He mooed, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darken in the day. 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough, these uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. With guns.
All right, Mr. Wilson, you've done just fine on the Rorschach. Your papers are in good order, the file's fine. No difficulty with your motor skills. And I think you're probably pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? It's kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree. Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean?
Pod.
Negro?
Whitey.
Tar baby?
What is that?
Tar baby?
Don't say.
Colored?
Redneck.
Jungle bunny?
Pack of wood.
Birdhead?
Cracker.
Spear chucker?
Rat trash.
Jungle bunny?
Hunker.
Spade?
Honky hunker.
Nigger?
Dead hunker.
For this job, how about a starting salary of $5,000?
Your mama.
$7,500 a year.
Your grandma.
$15,000, Mr. Wilson. You'd be the highest paid janitor in America. Just don't hurt me, please.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to start now?
Oh, no. It's all right. I'll clean all this up. I'll take a couple of weeks off. You look tired.
Shaved off all her hair, and I left her in the desert all alone.
Well, sometimes in my dreams I can still hear the screams. Oh, I wonder if she ever made it home. I tell you, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. Years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good old days. Let me tell you, buddy, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. Years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good.
for love tonight. I'm sure you look
for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, "Boys, it's a mark for me." By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas had ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, "Slow down, icy spots, the lines on the road just look like that." Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, "Look out, boys, I got a license to fly." And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, "Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Please. Hey, goddamn, here's old Skipper. Give me a hand, both. This is my friend's son. Skipper now. I told you he's got a show, didn't he? This is my latest album. I made it 5 years ago. I'm not going to make another one until we sell these. This is a good album, too. It's about love and caring and being together, being close, being physical. Love. Hygiene, that's the important factor. Hygiene. The toughest thing in the world, have to turn to your mate one night and say, "You got to wash your ass." Shit. Knowing how difficult it is, I said it for you in this album. "You got to wash your ass." You folks up there with binoculars, buy one of these albums and mail it to your home anonymously. Now, if the postman brings two albums, then both of y'all wash your ass. It's a two-way street. Don't be screaming from the audience, sir. This is not a Merv Griffin show. If you don't like the show, bend over. I'll drive you to Dallas. Get one. See, let me explain to you, folks. You can let your armpits go a couple of days, maybe. But not your ass. How could you tell someone, "I love you, darling," knowing in your heart you haven't washed your ass? I'm not talking about your whole ass. I'm talking about your ass whole. You'd be surprised at pollution that can be found in an area the size of a dime, or a 50-cent piece,
or a silver dollar.
Now, you know your ass better than I do. But you got to wash it. Tell me, how could you turn around in bed with your loved one upside down to 69 and have them wash your ass? To coin a phrase, when you 69ing, your ass ain't but 1 inch from your loved one's nose. One inch. Don't do that to someone you love. Wash your ass. You lay there thinking, no one knows. Shit, the nose knows. Another thing that can wreck your love life. And this is for you fellas. Men, stop wearing white shorts. Please, fellas, you gotta stop wearing white shorts. You know why? Because every wash day, every pair of your white shorts got a brown smudge in the seat. Your wife don't want that shit.
The men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Bushes out there. They moving. And there's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting. Take my hair. A coward, I've been called. 'Cause I don't wanna wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go. No.
I wonder what the engine word for friend is. See, friend. Kimasabi, that's it.
Kimasabi! Hey out there, Kimasabi!
No, that isn't it. Look at him out there, running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Spring is here, a suppering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with a cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We variety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park? And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Some fucking is good for you, though, Jack. Getting some pussy beats having a war. I ain't lying. Coming is a lot of fun. Because I never got no pussy when I was a legal teenager. Not much girls, oh, I don't fuck you, you can't even sing. Yeah, just sing or something to get some pussy. Right, girls used to do horrible shit to a nigga. Because they wasn't giving up no pussy. In the 50s, it was very seldom you got any parts of pussy. Right, you'd be tongue kissing and shit, Jack. Dick get hard in times in 29. Right, nuts go all up in your stomach. You ever had that? You know, you be, oh, you gotta give me some now.
I'm not giving anything. I'm on my period.
You're on your period again? You're gonna bleed to death, bitch.
Hey, and I tried to get home before 11, because that's when my father had me be home by 11. My father was one of them 11 o'clock niggas. Say, where you going, Richard? Huh? But nigga, you ain't asked nobody could you go no place. What the fuck, you a man now, nigga? Get a job, that's what, yeah. I don't give a fuck where you go be home by 11. You understand 11, don't you, nigga? You can tell time, can't you? But what's that clock say in the kitchen, nigga? The clock, motherfucker, what's the clock say? 11 o'clock, bring your ass here. I don't mean down the street singing with them niggas either. I ain't getting your ass out of jail no more, motherfucker. That's right. Bring me back a paper. Right? And you go out, nothing start happening till 11:30. Right? All the dudes be just standing around shit. I say, what you waiting on, man?
11:30. We gonna pitch a bitch at 11:30.
I'd have to get home, man, with my blue nuts all that. Oh, God. You know, get home. Nigga, I thought I told you to be home by 11. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm going to kick your ass.
Can I jack off first?
A friend of mine gave me 10 little bottles of some special stuff that he had brewed up himself. So I took it and hid it down in my basement. But my wife found out about it and she told me to get rid of it or else. Since I didn't like the way she said or else, I went down there and proceeded to carry out her instructions. I set the 10 little bottles on the drain board, picked up the first bottle, pulled the cork out of it, and poured it down the sink. That is, all except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next bottle, and I pulled the cork out of it, and I poured it down the sink. All except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next bottle and I pulled the sink out of it and I poured it down the sink. All except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next sink and I pulled a bottle out of it and I poured it down the cork. All except one little swaller, which I drank. I picked up the next cork and I pulled a sink out of it and I poured it down a bottle. All except one teensy-weensy little swaller, which I sank. I usually have a little difficulty with this number. You see, I come from a great long line of stinkers, drinkers. I had an uncle that drank a quart a day every day of his life. Heck me, I spill more than that. No kidding. He could drink a quart and not even stagger. Heck, he couldn't even move. We told him, we says, you better quit drinking that stuff. It's gonna kill you. Sure enough, it killed him. He died last year at the age of 102. Well, don't laugh. We dug him up last week. He looks better than y'all do now. Guy back here asked me, says, what's the difference between a drunk and an alcoholic? Well, I'll tell you. Us drunks don't have to attend all them dang old meetings, you know? I don't like your bartenders here in Nashville, I'll tell you that. I says to this guy, give me something cold and full of gin. He says, take my wife. You see, you got me all confused. How many bottles have I got left? How many have I got? Five. You sin double, there's only two and a half. Don't you know one other thing? You better not say nothing against my wife, Buster, because I'll have you know. I'll have you know that I got the wifest little nice in the whole United States.
Down in the jungle deep, the badass lion stepped on the signifying monkey's feet. The monkey said, motherfucker, can't you see why you standing on my goddamn feet?
Right. The line said, I ain't heard a word you said. Said, if you say three more, I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head. Now the monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree. Bulls shitting the line every day in the week. But every day before the sun go down, the lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm gonna put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit. Right. So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's gonna be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. Said, he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers' show. Said, baby, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said, he spotted you running through the jungle selling asshole from door to door. Said, your sister did the damnedest trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm's dick. He said he spotted your niece behind the tree screwing a motherfucking flea. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra a break. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he started talking about how good your grandma screwed. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk. He said he cornholed your uncle and fucked your auntie and your niece. And next time he see your grandma, he gonna get him another good piece. He said your brother died with the whooping cough and your uncle died with the measles. And said your old grandpa died with a rag chunked up in his ass. Said he is going on home to Jesus. And you know your little sister that you love so dear? Said I fucked all day for a bottle of beer. So Mr. Lion, you know that ain't right. So whenever you meet the elephant, be ready to fight. So the lion jumped up in a hell of a rage, like a young cocksucker full of gauge. He let out a roar, tail shot back like a 44. He went through the jungle, knocking down trees, kicking giraffes to the knee. Then he ran up on the elephant, talking to the swine. Said, all right, your big bad motherfucker is gonna be your ass or mine. The elephant looked at him out the corner of his eyes. Said, all right, go ahead on, little funny bunny motherfucker, and pick on somebody your own size. The lion jumped up and made a fancy pass. The elephant sidestepped him and kicked him dead in his ass. He busted up his jaw, fucked up his face, broke all four legs, snatched his ass out of place. He picked him up, slammed him to the tree. Nothing but lion shit as far as you could see. He pulled out his nuts, rolled them in the sand, and kicked his ass like a nacho man. They fought all that night and all the next day. Somehow the lion managed to get away. But he drug his ass back to the jungle more dead than alive, just to run into that little monkey with some more of his signifying child. The monkey looked at him and said, God damn, boy. Said, you don't look so swell. Said, look like to me you caught a whole lot of hell. Said, your eyes is all red and your asshole is blue. Said, I knew in the beginning it wasn't shit for you. It's one thing you and me gotta get straight, cause you one ugly cocksucker I so do hate. Now when you left the jungle rum, now you bring your dog ass back here damn near hum. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? Your face look like you got the 7-year itch. I told my wife before you left, I should have kicked your ass my motherfucking self. Well, I seen it when he threw you into that tree, cause some of that old lion shit got on me. Well, every night when me and my wife is trying to get a little bit, here you come round here with some of that old owl shit. Shut up! Don't you roar, cause I'll bail out of this tree and whoop your dog ass some more. And don't look up here with your sucker paw case, cause I'll piss through the bark of this tree in your motherfucking face. The monkey got happy, started to jump up and down. His feet missed the limb and his ass hit the ground like a streak of lightning and a ball of white heat. That lion was on his ass with all 4 feet. Dust rose and tears came in the little monkey's eyes. The little monkey said, "Look, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Says if you let me get my nuts out the sand, well, I'll fight your ass like a natural man." "Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? You ain't raising no hell, cause everybody saw you jump on me after I slipped and fell. Said if you'd fight like men should, I'd whoop your ass all over these woods." This made the lion mad. It was the boldest challenge he ever had. He squared off for the fight, but that little monkey jumped damn near out of sight. Landed way up in a banana tree and began to grin, saying, "Look here, you big bad motherfucker, you been bullshitted again." Said, "Well, I'll take me one of these bananas and whoop on your ass till it sang the Star Spangled Banner." And said, "If you ever mess with me again, I'm gonna send you back to my elephant friend." Said, "The things I told you will never part, but what I'm gonna tell you now is gonna break your motherfucking heart." Said, "Your mommy ain't no good and your sister's been a whore." Said, "I had that bitch on the corner for a year or more." But the lion looked up with a hell of a frown, roared so loud that little monkey fell back to the ground. The little monkey looked up and said, "Please, Mr. Lion, please don't take my life, cause I got 13 kids and a very sickly wife. Said, all my money to you I'll give, Mr. Lion, please just let me live." But the lion kicked him in his ass and broke his neck, left that little monkey in a hell of a wreck. The monkey looked up to the sky with tears in his eyes. Nothing he could see or nothing he could hear. He knew that that was the end of his bullshitting and signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career.
Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over.
Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not reptile.
Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night. Saying the Bible tells the story. It makes the details sound real gory about what to do if the geeks over there don't believe in the book we got over here. You can't run a race without no feet, and pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on, a dog is to dog on. Religious fanatics could make it be all gone. It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. You can't run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in. For souvenirs, 2 ears.
Get down!
Not his, not hers, but what the hey? The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says
Revenge the Crusade!
With whips and chains and hand grenades, two arms, have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book,
burn and destroy.
Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad, so verily we must chop with them up or stomp with them down or rent a nice French bomb.
to poof them out of existence while leaving their real estate just where we need it to use again for temples in which to praise our God. Because he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant with white hair and a brown suit and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we're supposed to do it. Because if we don't do it, we ain't flying up to heaven. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can't use theirs, it's all lies, gotta use mine. Ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here. And in the book, he says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb. And maybe even a little bit ugly on the side.
Come on, move God. A little ugly on the side. Come on, move God. A little ugly on the side. Come on, move God. A little ugly on the side. Come on, move God. A little ugly on the side.
He don't wait. I'll keep the money, but it's a sucker. The masked man is a beautiful person.
Hi-ho!
Wait a minute. We have more presents. This guy is selfish. Did you give him any money? Not a nickel. How many times you took the garbage out already first? Cleaned up the yard? He don't want nothing. This is a beautiful person. There hasn't been one god like that. Every god always stuck around for... Look what I did for you. Or his friends tell you what we're... This.
Hi-ho!
Wait a minute, Masked Man. We got a present for you. Masked Man. Did you give him any money? I didn't give him a nickel. You either? Good night, you schmuck. He ain't got a quarter, I'm telling you. He don't take nothing. He don't even take thank you. They all take. He don't take, I'm telling you.
Hi-ho!
Masked Man! Masked Man! Wait a minute.
You got COVID, kid. Wait a minute.
Masked Man, wait a minute, you asshole. Wait a minute. I'm tired of his horse shit now. And that's the third time I made a present for him, he ran off. I don't mind for me, but my ma, she made coffee and cake and everything. That bastard, is he kidding? Was he too good for everybody? He saw the old lady came out, he made coffee and cake, and that schmuck rides off. And he laughed at us, I'm telling you. He went, hi, oh, like that. He's no good, I'm telling you. The fink. Bastard, I hate it. He saw the old lady came out with arthritis, here. Send the coffee for you. I'm going to get him, I'll get him. I don't want to hear that shit, he's a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. He's a nice guy, how come he leaves bullets for everybody? I don't care if they're silver, he leaves bullets. You know why he leaves the bullets? I'll bet you give you Dr. Ehrlich the magic bullet, 606. What's that? Syphilis. What? Sure, that's what he's saying. He's saying in his own way that the whole world has syphilis. And that's why he rides off with his mouth coat. He don't want no part of nobody. Emmett, I'm telling you. Hey, Pop, bring him back. I'm going to kick his ass all over the lot. Now, bring him back here right now. Don't you move, you psychotic. Hold the gun, Ma. Masked man, what's your story, buddy? You know Mr. D'Angelo, he's a hopping-ass man, did you? His mama made all them hot Italian cakes, and you runned off. Runned off and didn't wait for nothing. How come you're so snotty you can't accept love or thank you from nobody?
Not explained, if you get your goddamn hands off me, you barbarians. The reason I never wait for thank you, see, supposing once I wait for thank you.
Thank you, madman.
What's that?
Thank you, madman.
Thank you, masked man. God damn it, I like that. Let's hear it once again, son.
Thank you, madman.
Thank you, masked man. Isn't that sweet?
Help! Get the masked man! We're in trouble!
I'm a little busy now. I'm getting a few thank yous.
Masked man, help! Help! We're being robbed! Get the masked man!
Don't break my balls now. I helped you people a lot. I'm entitled. It'll take 1 week off to get some thank yous. You're not going to get nothing if you keep it up. All right, let's have it again. Thank you, masked man. I'm going to get a book. That's all. Screw these people. I'll get a thank you, masked man book. I'll put it in the book. I'm old. They'll say, you in the shingle business? Ah, well, you think I was always in the shingle business? Look at this. Thank you, masked man. Leo Creole, Freeport, Long Island. Look at all the thank you, masked man. I'm going down to the mailbox and see if the thank you, masked man has been here today.
Yeah, he's okay. A lot of good things to say. You know, he's got the whole brains after all. The outfits, a lot of other people work very hard. Paul, Luke, and all them people.
Someone's been fooling with my mail. I know it. Someone's fooling with my mail. Where's my thank you, masked man?
There are no more thank you, masked men. The Messiah returned during the night.
The Messiah? Well, what does this do with me?
Well, you see, men like yourself, you thrived upon the continuance of segregation, violence, and disease. Now the Messiah's returned, all is pure. You're in the shithouse.
Well, then I'll make trouble. Because I'm geared for it. And I must have a thank you, masked man. And that's why I always ride off and never wait for thank you.
Damn, you sure can talk some shit, buddy. I got a damn headache. My head hurts me. What the hell are you talking about? Thank you, madam. I'll leave your career, Freeport, Long Island. Look, I work for the city. You know what I mean, buddy? I got a job to do. Now, look, I'm here to see you accept a present. Just one present. Do it for the kids. We'll get the hell out of here. What do you say?
All right, for the children, I'll do it. Give me no ashtrays. Anything I want?
Anything. Just take it, buddy. Whip or doll, anything. Things up on the top shelf.
I tell you what. Anything? Give me that Indian over there.
Who's that? Tonto?
Yes, Tonto. I want Tonto the Indian.
What the hell you talking about? You can't have Tonto.
Bullshit, you made the deal, that's what I want. I want Tonto the Indian.
You're gonna get you Tonto, buddy. His name ain't Tonto, it's Tonto. What the hell you want Tonto for?
To perform an unnatural act. What? To perform an unnatural act.
Oh, the masked man's a fag. Ah. Ah, the fag man. Ah, the dirty fag, you dang queer, you. The masked fag man, ain't that a kick in the ass? But you get mascara under that damn mask, ain't you? A dang queer, I never knew you were a fag masked man.
I'm not a fag, but I've heard a lot about it and read exposés. I want to try it now to see how bad it is. Just once. I like what they do with fags anyway. The punishment is quite correct. They throw them in jail, a lot of men. Very clever. Wash them up and get them ready. Tell you what, give me the horse, too.
What do you want that horse for?
For the act.
Ah. Disgusting fag. He's a dang queer freak. Ah.
Disgusting ah. Fag.
Ah.
I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart.